Surat As-Saffat. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. I swear by those who range themselves in ranks, and by those who cast out demons, and by those who proclaim the message of Allah, that surely your God is one. The Rabb of the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between them, and the Rabb of the east. We have indeed decked the worldly heaven with beautiful stars, and have secured it against all obstinate rebellious shaitans. They cannot even hear the words of the exalted assembly of angels, and they are darted at from every side if they try to get closer. They are repulsed and are under a constant chastisement. Eavesdroppers are persuaded by a flaming fire of piercing brightness. Ask them, what is more difficult, their creation or the rest of our creation? Them we have created out of sticky clay. You marvel at the wonders of Allah's creation, while they ridicule at it. When they are admonished, they pay no heed, and when they see a sign, they mock at it and say, this is nothing but plain sorcery. What, when we are dead and have become dust and bones, shall we be raised to life again, we and also our forefathers of the ancient time? Tell them, yes, and you shall be held up to shame. It will be just a single cry, and they will see it all with their own eyes. Ah, woe to us, they shall exclaim. This is the day of judgment. It will be said, yes, this is the same day of judgment which you used to deny. It will be commanded, gather all the wrongdoers, their spouses, and those whom they used to worship besides Allah, and show them the way to hell. When they will all be gathered, and angels will start pushing them towards hell, Allah shall say, stop for a while, they have to be questioned. What is the matter with you today that you do not help each other? Nay, on that day, they shall all be submissive. Some of them will step forward to question one another. The followers will say to their leaders, it was you who used to come at us from the right hand and forced us towards the wrong way. They will reply, nay, but it was you who had no faith. We had no power over you. The fact is that you were an inordinate people. True is the verdict which our Rabb has passed upon us. We shall indeed taste the punishment of our sins. We misled you, for we ourselves were astray. So on that day, they shall all be partners in the punishment. Thus shall we deal with the criminals. For when they were told, there is no God except Allah, they used to puff themselves up with pride and say, what, should we give up our gods for the sake of a mad poet? Whereas he had come with the truth and confirmed the message of prior rasuls. Then it will be said, you are surely going to taste the painful punishment, and this reward is nothing except what you had done. The sincere devotees of Allah shall have familiar sustenance, fruits, and shall be honored in the gardens of delight. Reclining face to face upon soft couches, they shall be served with goblets filled at a fountain of wine, a crystal white drink, delicious to those who drink it. It will neither dull their senses, nor they will become drunk. And beside them, there will be bashful, dark, big, beautiful-eyed virgins, as if they were delicate eggs, closely guarded. Some of them will be asking questions to others. One of them will say, I had a friend who used to ask, are you really of those who affirm? When we are dead and turned to dust and bones, shall we ever be brought to judgment? It will be said, would you like to see him? He will look down and see his friend in the midst of hellfire. Then he will say, by Allah, you had almost ruined me. Had it not been for the grace of my Rabb, I should certainly have been among those who are brought there. Is it not so that we shall not die after our first death, and that we shall not be chastised? Oh, surely it is a mighty achievement for such an end that everyone strive who wishes to strive. Is this a better entertainment or the tree of Zakum? Surely we have made this tree a trial for the wrongdoers. Surely it is a tree that grows in the bottom of the hellfire, bearing fruits as if they were heads of shaitans. On it they shall feed, and with it they shall fill their bellies. Then on top of that they will be given a concoction made from boiling water. Then to hellfire they shall be returned. In fact, they found their fathers on the wrong path, and they are eagerly following their footsteps. Most of the ancients went astray before them, though we had sent warners to them. See what was the end of those who had been forewarned. They all perished, except the sincere devotees of Allah. Nuh prayed to us. See how excellent was our response to his prayer. We delivered him and his people from the mighty distress, and made his progeny to be the only survivors, and we left his good name among the later generations. Salutation to Nuh among the people of the worlds. Thus do we reward the righteous. Surely he was one of our believing devotees. Then arrest we drowned in the great flood. Surely Ibrahim belonged to the first group. When he came to his Rabb with pure heart, behold, he said to his father and to his people, what are these that you worship? Would you serve false gods instead of Allah? What is your idea about the Rabb of the world? Then he looked at the stars one time and said, I'm feeling sick. So his people left him behind and went away to their national fair. He sneaked into the temple of their gods and addressed them, why don't you eat from these offerings before you? What is the matter with you that you don't even speak? Then he fell upon them, smiting them with his right hand. The people came running to the scene. Will you worship that which you have carved with your own hands, he said, when Allah is the one who created you and that which you have made? They said to one another, prepare for him a furnace and throw him into the blazing flames. Thus did they scheme against him, but we humiliated them in their scheme. Ibrahim said, I am going to take refuge with my Rabb. He will surely guide me. O Rabb, grant me a righteous son. So we gave him good news of a gentle son. When he reached the age to work with him, Ibrahim said to him, O my son, I have seen a vision that I should offer you as a sacrifice. Now tell me, what is your view? He replied, O my father, do as you are commanded. You will find me, if Allah so wills, of the patient. And when they both submitted to Allah, and Ibrahim laid down his son prostrate upon his forehead for sacrifice, we called out to him, O Ibrahim, stop! You have fulfilled your vision. Thus do we reward the righteous. That was indeed a manifest test. We ransomed his son for a great sacrifice, and we left his good name among the later generations. Salutation to Ibrahim. Thus we reward the righteous. Surely he was one of our believing devotees. We gave him the good news of Ishaq, a prophet, one of the righteous. We blessed him and Ishaq both. Among their progeny, there are some who are righteous and some who are clearly wrongdoing to their own souls. We bestowed our favor on Musa and Harun. We delivered them with all their people from the mighty distress. We helped them so they became victorious. We gave them the glorious book and guided them both to the right way. We left their good names among the later generations. Salutation to Musa and Harun. Thus do we reward the righteous. Surely they were two of our believing devotees. Ilyas was surely one of our rasuls. Behold, he said to his people, have you no fear of Allah? Would you invoke Baal and forsake the best of the creators, Allah, who is your Rabb and the Rabb of your forefathers? But they denied him, so they will certainly be called to account. With the exception of sincere devotees of Allah, we left his good name among the later generations. Salutation to Ilyas. Thus do we reward the righteous. He was surely one of our believing devotees. Lut was one of our rasuls. Behold, we delivered him and his whole family, except an old woman who was among those who remained behind, and we destroyed the others. Surely you passed by their ruins by day and by night. Will you not use your common sense? Yunus was surely one of our rasuls. When he ran to the laden ship, took part in casting of lots, and was condemned. A whale swallowed him, for he had become blameworthy. Had he not repented and become of those who glorify Allah, he would certainly have remained inside the belly of whale till the day of resurrection. Then we cast him upon a desolate shore in a state of serious illness, and caused a gourd plant to grow over him. Then we sent him to a nation of 100,000 people or more. They believed in him, so we permitted them to enjoy their life for a while. Just ask the unbelievers, does it make any sense that their Rabb should have daughters while they choose to have sons? Or is it that we created the angels as females and they were present at their creation? Surely they invent a lie when they say, Allah has children. They are utter liars. Would he choose daughters rather than sons? What is the matter with you? How do you judge? Will you not take heed? Or do you have any proof of what you are saying? Show us the scriptures if you are truthful. They assert blood relationship between him and the jinns, and the jinns know quite well that they will be called to account. Glory be to Allah. He is free from what they ascribe to him, except his sincere devotees who do not attribute such things to him. Therefore, neither you nor those whom you worship can deceive anyone about Allah except him who is destined for hell. The angels in fact say, we each have our appointed place, we range ourselves in ranks for his service, and we are surely those who declare his glory. Before this, the same disbelievers used to say, if we had received a reminder which the earlier people had received, we certainly would have been sincere devotees of Allah. But now that the Quran has come, they reject it, but soon they will find out the consequences of this attitude. We have already promised our servants whom we sent as Rasuls that they would certainly be helped, and that our forces will surely be victorious. So give no heed to them for a while. You will see their downfall as they shall see your victory. Do they wish to hurry on our punishment? But dreadful will be that morning when it will descend in the courtyards of those who have been forewarned. So pay no heed to them for a while. You will surely see their downfall as they shall see your victory. Glory be to your Rabb, the Lord of honor. He is free from what they ascribe to him. Peace be on the Rasuls, and praise be to Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. Surat Sa'd.